Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Maryland casino revenues slip in August as largest operator falters. Maryland's casino industry saw a 2.1% decrease in gaming revenue in August, totaling $170.3 million. MGM National Harbor reported a 6.5% revenue drop, while Hollywood Casino Perryville experienced a 13% decline. Live Casino and Hotel and Horseshoe Casino Baltimore, however, saw modest gains. The state's top earner, MGM National Harbor's performance, weighed heavily on the overall results. Legal uncertainty looms as Maryland is embroiled in a legal battle over prediction markets, with Kalshi's contracts potentially qualifying as sports betting under state law. The outcome could set a significant precedent for the U.S. gaming landscape. Stevens Law shares vision for the future of legal representation in Fort Worth, Texas. Stevens Law, an AV-rated Fort Worth law firm led by founding attorney Jason Stevens, has unveiled its vision for the future of legal representation in Texas. With over 25 years of experience, Stevens Law focuses on helping individuals and families affected by serious personal injury or wrongful death. Jason Stevens, a top-rated personal injury attorney in Fort Worth, has a proven track record handling cases like car accidents, truck accidents, and brain injuries. The firm's mission is to advocate for the seriously injured, seeking the best possible outcomes while providing compassion and integrity. Stevens Law offers free case assessments for those who have suffered serious injuries in Fort Worth, ensuring personalized and accomplished representation. Attorney Jason Stevens, recognized for his excellence and commitment to clients, strives to make a difference by standing up against negligent corporations and insurance companies.
Former Federation of State Medical Boards Chief Legal Officer Eric Fish joins Hooper Lundy and Bookman in its Washington, D.C. office. Eric Fish, former Chief Legal Officer of the Federation of State Medical Boards, has joined Hooper Lundy and Bookman in Washington, D.C. as a partner. With over a decade of experience in regulation and innovation, Fish will advise clients on AI, digital health, and regulatory matters. He played a key role in drafting the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact and shaping national guidance on AI in clinical settings. Mark E. Reagan, managing shareholder, praised Fish's regulatory insight and business acumen, calling him a valuable asset. Fish's expertise in modernizing law and regulations to embrace technology aligns with the evolving healthcare landscape. As a thought leader on emerging technologies, Fish helps clients navigate regulatory complexities and prepare for the future of care delivery.
Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer elevates Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. Real Estate. Herbert Smith Freehills Kramer has elevated Dan Berman to managing partner of U.S. Real Estate. Following the merger in June 2025, Berman is now one of six managing partners overseeing the firm's U.S. operations. With nearly two decades of experience, he is a trusted advisor to investors, developers, and hedge funds. Berman has worked on billion-dollar transactions, won awards for innovative deals, and handled major recapitalizations. He is known for structuring complex redevelopment projects for religious and not-for-profit institutions. Berman looks forward to working with global partners to provide thoughtful counsel to clients. In addition to his client work, he is involved in various industry and community organizations, including the Brown University Real Estate Group and Spark Youth. State Roundup, Hershey forms exploratory committee on run for governor, memorial unveiled at Crownsville Hospital Center. Olszewski's former chief of staff gets $100,000 in IG lawsuit. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey has formed an exploratory committee to consider 2026 gubernatorial bid, aiming to bring balance to a state he feels has shifted too far left. A memorial honoring the lives lost at Crownsville Hospital from 1912 to 1965 was unveiled, giving names to the 1,700 deceased patients. Former Chief of Staff Patrick Murray received $100,000 from Baltimore County to settle an Inspector General lawsuit. Maryland's Attorney General is monitoring legal actions that could impact President Trump's plan to send troops to Baltimore. Various reactions have emerged from Baltimore residents, politicians, and protesters regarding the potential National Guard intervention in the city. Senator Angela Alsobrook's call for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s resignation gains support. Harford County officials now require written consent to access county council emails. Councilman Izzy Patoka announces his candidacy for Baltimore County Executive. Montgomery County anticipates more federal job cuts in October, potentially affecting up to 40,000 workers. A Maryland Corrections Department employee accused of improperly involving ICE in detaining a suspected undocumented individual at a Baltimore courthouse is no longer in her position. A coalition of environmental organizations has formed the Maryland Data Centers Analysis Group to address environmental issues related to data centers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.